for the Cloud Sneaker or for
February 21st, 2017.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Weissman says there's only 100 left. He said out of 1,000 copies, it's already sold 900. So that's good.
No, KC, I don't.
Hey, don't let him in base.
Hey, darling, on my bands. Okay. We dedicate the learning Lezech Nishmas Rav Moshe Chaim ben Rabbi Eli Melech and Hayisha Freida Bas Meshulam, Mr. Laufen's mother. Let's go again. Pei Dalet in the days, we started the Gemara. I don't think we really covered so much. Let's start again. Dorosh Ravira, right in the middle of Pei Dalet in the days, the line begins with the word Rav Avir. Rav Avir lived in Babel, so they didn't have any smicha. They were called reverends. If you live in Eretz, you can get real smicha, Rebbe. But this, he lived in Babel, so you can't get smicha there. They didn't travel back and forth like we do. So Dorosh Rav Avir. Oh, no, no, that's the wrong one. Later. The line begins with the word ha'olam. Okay, here, right in the middle, Pei Dalet. So it says, Dorosh Ravena, apischa debei resh galusa. He gave a shir in public in front of the home of the Rej Galusa, and he said a wild din, and they got angry at him. So they said, we don't paskal like him. Ashechet l'chayla b'shabbos, if the doctors say that someone's a chayla mesukan, so then rather than feed him the vela, so the Gemara says, yishecht l'chayla b'shabbos, yishecht, that's whenever you have to be mechal Shabbos, so you try to minimize the melacha as much as possible. Machil mosa hakala kal tchila. So that's what the Gemara assumes, that shechting l'chayla b'shabbos is less of an avera than feeding him nevela. That's a discussion in Rishon. Why is that so? You shecht on Shabbos, that's a melacha with karis, with skila. Eating nevela is only a lav. So shouldn't we recommend that we should give him nevela rather than shecht on l'chayla? But that's the din, shecht on l'chayla b'shabbos. So since you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to do the tchilas pikuach nefesh, to shecht, so he permitted to do the Gemar, also the Kisei Adam. That's a Tosis later. We didn't get to that Gemara yet. That's a Tosis on the top Tosis on Peizadam and Aleph, that Kisei Adam is considered the Gemara of the Shechita. So even though the Kisei Adam is not Me'akim in the Heter Achila, you're permitted to eat the flesh, even if you don't do Kisei Adam. But still, it's considered the Gemara of the Shechita. So since there was a Heter to be Mechal Shabbos, to Shecht for the Chayla on Shabbos, he can do the Gemara. Chayv L'chassus, even if it means doing a malacha on Shabbos. So Rabbi got very upset about this, and he said, "L'shamtu ala moire mine." Poshib shat, Rashi has one pshat, we should rip off his tongue. Poshib shat amoire means they didn't have a loudspeaker, so the Magachir didn't always have a loud enough voice. So they used to have an amoire. Amoire means one who would speak, who would say over the shir in public. So they said, pull away the Amor, don't let him say over what he said, because it's against the halacha. There's a tosefta, it says on the side. It's a tosefta both in Chulin and in Beitza, where it says beferish against him. Shamtu al Amor mine, because the one who said this din Ravena is wrong. It's against the tosefta, the Tanya. Rabbi Yosi Amir, the Tanya Rabbi Yosi says, Kui, we learned already in the previous parak, Kui is a sok behem a sofik chai. So Kisei Adam only applies to chai, the off doesn't apply to behem. So since a kui is a suffix, so you need kisei adam is suffix, but you don't say a bracha. You only say a bracha if it's a vadai chay. If the suffix chay suffix behem, so you do kisei adam suffix deraisa luchum, and you don't say a bracha. Suffix bracha is lahakal. So it says kui ain't shecht the most of yontif. We're not allowed to shecht in on yontif. Why not? Because if it's a weekday, then you have to do kisei adam is suffix, and on yontif, if you're going to do kisei adam, Tosis quotes the Maskon of the Gemara Beitza. If you do Kisei Adam, this will mislead people into believing that it must be Avadai Chaya. Otherwise, why would they allow you to be Metaltal Muktzah? How do you do Kisei Adam? You throw offer on top. So Tiltal offer is Tiltal Muktzah. So if it's Avadai Kisei Adam, Avadai Mitzvah, so you don't worry about the Tiltal Muktzah. But since it's a Suffolk, even if you're Mazman, the offer Mevodyom. If people will, the onlooker will get the mistaken impression that it must be a Vadei Chaya, the fact that the Rabbanim permit you to be Metalton Mukta, and if they think it's a Vadei Chaya, then the Chelev is Mutta. Chelev is only also Chelev Behema. Chelev Chaya, the exact same Chelev, the exact same counterpart fatty parts. And a Chaya, that it, so in a behemoth, if you eat those that chelutz and isakoris and a chayetz hatagom, so people will see that you did kisei adam on a kui on yontif. They'll think, oh, the kui must be a vadei chayev. So vadei chayev, so the chelutz is muta. So that's why you're not allowed to do kisei adam. That's a gzeir de rabban. So Rabbi Yossi says kui and shechtemot. So you're not allowed to shechten in the first place because tishech the behemoth on yontif. There's no kisei adam, no problem. But to shech the kui, where you're not, you're mechuyif to do kisei adam isofik, and we wouldn't let you do it on yontif, so that's not right. To shech the, an animal in such a way that you're mechuyif to kisei adam isofik, and won't be able to do it, that's not right. So you really shouldn't shech the kui on yontif, because we won't permit you to do the kisei adam. What if he didn't listen to us and he went ahead and he did shech it? He wants to eat the flesh. All he has is a kui. Same shachta, if he did shechta, we would not permit you to do the kisei adam because of that chashash. The onlooker will think that it must be a vadei chay, and they'll think the chelev is muta. Vim shachta em chasen is dama. And he gives an explanation how does the Rabbi Yossi the Tana, how does he know that it's so? Mikavachayma. What's the kavachayma? Madach milo shevado dech Shabbos. If the baby boy is born on Shabbos, and next Shabbos it's a milo bizmano. That's if it's a vaday mila bismana is decha Shabbos. Nonetheless, if it's a suffik mila bismana, is vaday mila bismana is decha Shabbos and decha yontif. But if it's suffik mila bismana, the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and this Brisa says you're not even allowed to decha yontif. That's what we said the last time that we learned. Rabbi Tzela Ponovich somehow forgot this gemara. He came up with a chiddush just like you're allowed to cook on yontif if you think people may want to eat it. You don't know how many people are coming to visit. It may be 5 people, maybe 25 people. So you cook enough to make sure that you have enough for everybody. So if you have a sofik ochal nefesh, you don't say sofik deraisa luchumra, you're not allowed to cook. Sofik ochal nefesh is an ochal nefesh. So tzorach hayonk tzas, if there's a mitzvah that you have to do today, that's called tzorach hayonk tzas. So that's a machloik is bishamim bishilo. So we pass like bishilo. Not only is a mutter to do a meloch on yontav, but tzorach ochal nefesh, mitoch shoot for the sarcha ochal nefesh, bishul is muta the ochal nefesh, oitzot hekari is muta the sarcha ochal nefesh. So whatever malacha, shchita is muta the sarcha ochal nefesh, any malacha that's muta, the sarcha ochal nefesh, muta the sarcha yang tzas also. So what if it's a sofik ochal nefesh? Sofik ochal nefesh is an ochal nefesh. So sofik sarcha yang tzas also sarcha yang. So that was our bitzala panavish's chiddush, that if you have a sofik mila bismana, sofik mila shle bismana, you're allowed to be mechala yantif to do the bris mila. We don't pass like that. It's against an offering gemara. He's right. There is no Mishnah that contradicts it, but it's a Tosefta that says that it's wrong. If I guess not offering gemara, ma mila shavado decha Shabbos. If it's a vada mila bismana, it's even decha Shabbos. Nonetheless, if it's a sofik mila bismana, mila shle bismana, ain't sveka decha yantif. You're not allowed to do a bris mila on yontif if it's only a suffix. A kisei hadam, shein vadoi dech Shabbos. And even if it's a vadai kisei hadam, not a kui, it's a vadai chaya. Vadai chaya biof. You shechter a chaya biof on Shabbos because there was a choyle mesukan who had to eat freshly slaughtered food. So even if it's a vadai kisei hadam, it's not dech Shabbos. So ein adin, shouldn't it be a kavachayim, shein tzveka dech yontif. By bris mila, the vaday mila bismana is derech Shabbos, but if it's a suffix, it's not even derech yontif. So kisei adam, that even a vaday kisei adam is not derech Shabbos. So suffix certainly not derech yontif. So that's what he's proving, that you're not allowed to do kisei adam on the kui on yontif. And a din shouldn't be a kavachem shein tzveka derech yontif. Omru loy davstein. So the other tanoim disagreed with the Tana Rabbi Yossi, and they said no. Whenever you have a kavachayma, so the two ways to demolish the kavachayma. You can either you demolish kavachayma with a pircha, or you demolish the kavachayma with a yochiach. So pircha means you tell me that A is chomer, B is kal. I can show by a din that B is chomer and A is kal. So once you have a din, there's one din in one direction, one din in the other. So you don't know what's chomer, what's kal. So the whole, that's called the ikri the din of pircha, the whole basis of the kavachayma, the foundation of the kavachayma is that A is more chomer than B. So the whole basis of the kavachayma collapses. That's a pircha. That's called the ikra the din of pircha. Pircha means that it crumbles. If you take metal and you chop it up to tiny little particles, that's called piruchin. You chop it up. So that's mikra the din of pircha. The whole basis of the kavachayma din ain't a din. Din is a kavachayma. The whole mikra the din of pircha. The whole basis of the kavachayma crumbles. It falls apart. A yachech means your kavachayma is perfect. We have no way to slug it up. But if this logic is correct, you should be able to apply the same Kal V'chaim to a different case, and there we know the Maskana is incorrect. So maybe there's something wrong with the Kal V'chaim. We don't know what's wrong, but if the same logic in another situation leads you to an incorrect Maskana, so that's called the Yochiach, that we're not so convinced about the Kal V'chaim. So Omru Loi, so they argued with the Tana Rabbi Yossi, the other Tana Amargi, and they said, it's not a good Kal V'chaim because there's a Yochiach on it. What's a din? On Rosh Hashanah, there's a din you have to blow shofar. Min HaTorah, there's only one day Rosh Hashanah. There are no 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Min HaTorah, there's no melacha involved at all in tekiyah shofar. You can blow shofar on Shabbos, Yom Tov, whatever you want. There's not a melacha. The Gemara says, Chochma beinah melacha. But they prohibited midrabbanan. You're not allowed to blow shofar on any other Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Rosh Hashanah, they didn't prohibit. They're not going to make when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. They made gzeira the rabban Hashem yavirenu. You may forget and carry. Why don't they make gzeira on every yontif? They should say you're never allowed to blow shofar on any Rosh Hashanah because it's an isim the rabbanon to play a musical instrument. So that's what the Taz has this famous quotation from his father-in-law from the Bach that the chachamim have no right to make gzeira kenegadov hamafurish b'tor. Says in Chumash you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the chachamim have no right to make gzeira against that. It doesn't say explicitly that you blow shofar even Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's self-understood that you do, because tekiyah shofar is not a malacha, so why shouldn't you? You got to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and even Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. What's the difference? But that doesn't say black and white. So that they have the ability to make a gzeira. You're not allowed, we don't permit you to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, because that's not befurish and chumash la'atera. But they couldn't make a gzeira to abolish tekiyah shofar on every Rosh Hashanah, because the Mashmiya Kol, Shem Yisak and Klashir, that's connected to Dovman Furesh Matar, that they couldn't do.
But Milan Shabbos would be also, they can't, why don't they ask Milan Shabbos, Shem Yisak?
Right. The Taisus in the beginning of Megillah asked Akasha, just like they made Xer the Rabban, you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shake a lulav, whenever Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos also. The 15th is going to be also the same day of the week. So the Netilas Lulav on the first day of Sukkot is Minhag Torah all over the world. So they did away with the Netilas Lulav on the first day of Sukkot, the mitzvah Minhag Torah. So they says, why didn't they do away with a bris milu on Shabbos? If a baby is born on Shabbos, the milu b'zman is dechah Shabbos. Why weren't they afraid? The moel may forget and carry the knife. Why weren't they afraid over there? So the Rishonim, I think, give 6 different answers. So that's one of the answers. The Meiri, in the beginning of Megillah, Daf Dalet, Tosfos gives, I think, 2 answers. So the Meiri quotes all the 6 answers. So that's one of the answers. That in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, you do a bris milah on the Shmini. Then it says again in Parshas Tazria, Ishikiz Hazriya of the Zohar, and then, Umayyam HaShmini Yim of Sarah Losa. So the Gemara says, Shtechan in Parshas Lech Lecha. What is added on with the Pasig in Parshas Tazria? The Gemara says, the whole pasuk is only to tell me that Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos. So that's what some of the Rishonim say. That's why they didn't have the ability to make a Gzera de Rabbanon to prohibit Bris Mila on Shabbos because of the Gzera Shema Yavarena Dalar Amos. The Moel may forget, and they may forget and carry the baby, they may forget and carry the instruments, the tools that you need to do the Bris Mila. Because that's a Dava Mufurish Batur. That's not exactly a Dava Mufurish Batur, but that's what the Miri quotes, one of the 6 answers on that Kash. The whole pasuk of Yom HaShmini Yimul is only repeated in Parshas Tazria for that sole purpose, to teach you that if Decha Shabbos, he treated it as if it's a davar mefurish b'Torah. So this gzera de rabbanon that they made, that you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Yontav Shavu Hashanah Shacholis b'Shabbos b'Amigdash Hayitoken Avloy b'Amdina. In the Beis HaMikdash, they never made the gzera de rabbanon. They only made the gzera chutz le-Beis HaMikdash. That's the question, what does it mean? But Migdash are you taking? Migdash only means Beis HaMikdash, or Migdash even means the whole old city Yerushalayim. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis quotes a Yerushalmi. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, he does not quote this, but the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis quotes a Yerushalmi. From the whole old city, you blow shofar even when Rosh Hashanah for Chol is B'Shabbos. But Migdash are you taking means all Ir Atika has the status of the Migdash. Years ago, in the early 1900s, there was Rabbi Kiva Schlesinger lived there. He was an Ungarische. He was the son of Abhilo Kalamaya. Hilo Kalamaya was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, and he was from the Kanoim. He was in Hungary. He was fighting reform. So his son-in-law moved to Yerushalayim, Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger, and he had all kinds of unusual hanhagas. So that was one of them. They all knew that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos that year. They all knew in advance that he's going to blow shofar in the old city. He's going to follow the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos. That not only in the Mikdash you blow shofar, even the whole old city. We don't pass like that. So they were all, everybody was angry. But they all came to hear the shofar. If he's blowing shofar at it, so they all came to listen. So the Rabbanim in Europe were attacking him in the newspapers before he did it and after he did it. Yeah. They rip blue shofar on Shabbos because the Gemara says you blow shofar not so much in Migdash, you blow shofar in the presence of the Bez Nagodol, not so much in the Bez HaMigdash. Then the Gemara says not only Bez Nagodol, any choshev Bezn. So the Rif held that he had a choshev Bezn. So Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger held also. He was not exactly on the same level as the Rif, but. So they reprinted a lot of his tshuvas a couple of years ago, around 10 years ago. Interesting tshuvas.
And the Rif wasn't even an external.
Yes, correct. The Rif was in Africa, that's right. Rif lived in Fez. That's where Rabbi Yitzchak Alfazi lived in Fez in Morocco. And then there was some kind of an alila against him that he was more than Malchus, something, so he had to run away to Spain. So at the age of 75, he started a whole new career in Spain, and he gave shurim, he had new talmidim. He had new talmidim. The Rebbe Gash was a talmud of the Rif in Spain, not in Fez. He was from the second career, after the age. Life begins at 75. Started his new career at the age of 75 till 90. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Bamigdash hayitokan avloy bamdina bigvul and you're not allowed to blow shayf." So that's Omru Loi. So the other talmudim disagreed with Rabbi Yossi's Kavachim, and he said it's not ois gehalten. The Kavachim is not ois gehalten. Why? Because shofar bigvul and tochiach shein vado adrech Shabbos. It's vaday Rosh Hashanah. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is vaday Rosh Hashanah. You know for sure, and you're not allowed to be derech Shabbos. And nonetheless, sveka is derech yontav. Rosh Hashanah is not chalias b'Shabbos, even though the vaday is not derech Shabbos bigvulin. But a sofik is derech. What do you mean a sofik? What's a sofik? Tia shofar is derech yontav. Gemara is going to work on that. What does it mean? That you blow shofar even the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is vaday. Second day of Rosh Hashanah is a make-believe sveka diayim with the rabbanim. Today there's no sveka diayim. Everybody knows. In the days of Abai Verove lived in Chutzlot. They lived in Babel. So they didn't do Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi Ariyah, but their counterparts who lived in Eretz Yisrael were still doing till deep into the days of Amoraim, into the days of Abai Verove. It was way after the Churban Abayis. Way after the Churban Abayis, they still had Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi Ariyah. There was still Rabbanim had Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Then they established the Luach. But this is way before. This is Atosefta. This is way before the days of Abai Verova. But even when they still did Kiddush al-Pi Ariyah, Sekhnei Rosh Hashanah was only a Sveika Diyayim, a Chumra Midir Rabban. It wasn't a real Sveika Diyayim. It was only a Chumra Midir Rabban. So Omru Loi, so they argued with the Tana Rabbi Yosef, and they said his logic is not always gehalten. It's also Yochiach. What's the Yochiach? Shein Vado Adeche Shabbos. You know, the first day Rosh Hashanah is a Vadai. So if the first day Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, you don't blow Shofar. And nonetheless, Sveik Adeche Yantav. So you see, it's not Toli Zebizeh. Rabbi Yosef thought it's Toli Zebizeh. That's how the Gemara is going to say. It doesn't mean that you blow shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. If you blow shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, that's a vada. Of course you blow shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So it does mean you're allowed to blow shofar even though it's only sveka diyayim. It means on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, not only is a man who's vadai chayiv in shofar allowed to blow shofar, even a tumtum and adreganus as a safigish is also permitted to blow shofar. Blowing shofar is an isa de rabbanan. Mashmiya kol. So one could have argued the point incorrectly. One could have perhaps argued the point and said, you're only allowed to blow shofar if you have a vaday chiyav on yonta. But if you have a safik chiyav, like a tumta vadreganis, safik isha, we shouldn't permit him to blow shofar. So the Tosefta says not so. Safik is derech yonta, so it's not toli zebizeh. That's what Omru Loi, the other Tanoim, disagreed with Rabbi Yosi. It's not toli zebizeh. You don't say that safik is mutter to do on Yontif only if a vada is mutter on Shabbos. And not Toli Zebizet. So That's Omrulai, they disagreed with Rabbi Yossi. And then Heshu Rabbi Lozer, Akapeh Rabbi Tshuva, he also shlugged up Rabbi Yossi. He also disagreed with Rabbi Yossi's logic. He says like this, Malim Milashkein had in the Haggis. He says, Rabbi Yossi made a logic that Mila, Vadai Mila is Decha Shabbos, but Sofik is not Decha Yontif. So Kisei Hadam, where even it's a Vadai on Shabbos, you Shechet L'chayla B'Shabbos. So you Vadai Chai B'Kisei Hadam. You're not allowed to do the Kisei Hadam on Shabbos because it's going to involve Tiltal Mukta. So since if the Vadai is not Decha Shabbos, so the Sofik for sure is not Decha Yontif. That was the argument. So that's why you're not allowed to do Kisei Adam on a Kui, on Yontif, because the Kui is only a Sofik. So Heshiv Rabbi Lezer Akapeh B'Rabbi Tshuva, he argued with Rabbi Yossi's Kavah Chaimah. He says, Mala Mila, how can you prove anything from Bris Mila? Mila is not as Chomer as Kisei Adam. Mala Mila Shkeinan Heges B'Leili Yom U'Tayfim. Mila is only Bayom, not Balayla. Masheni Ken Kisei Adam is Bayom or Balayla. Whenever you happen to be shechting Chaya or Oaf, usually you don't shech Balayla because it's dark and you can't see. But if you turn on the lights, and you can shech balal. There's not a din of yom balal. You have to be able to see to make sure you're not making an avela. So that's what Reb Lezer HaKaper argued. Heshiv Tshuva means upgefecht, apirche. He argued with Reb Yossi's Kavachim. Mala Mila, you say Mila, that Vada Mila is not Decha Shabbos, so Sofik is not Decha Yantif. Masheni Ken Kisei Adam. Kisei Adam is more mechuyev. It's a bein bayom, bein balal. That's what he argued. Omar Ababa, so Ababa has a historical comment. Zecher, they thought the Rabbi Yossi's Kavachamah was so strong. Abchir made a comment. There's no way in the world anybody can shlug up Rabbi Yossi's Kavachamah. Omar Ababa, Zecher, men advarim, Rabbi Yossi's Kavachamah, and the Tosefta, Shomar Abchir, Eni Aleim, Abchir and Rabboshi were the ones who edited the Toseftas. So Abchir put this in Tosefta twice, this Rabbi Yossi. Tosef in Chulin Perek Zayin and Tosef in Beitza Perek Aleph, and then Rabbi Chia commented about that line that he put into the Sefta that Rabbi Yossi's Kavachimer is Eisen Shtark VeYaisen. There's no way to Dingzach. Zeichem Min Adam Sham Rabbi Chia Eni Alem Tshuva. There's no way to shlug up Rabbi Yossi's Kavachimer. Then comes Rabbi Lezer Kaper Heishiv Tshuva, and he rips apart Rabbi Yossi's Kavachimer. So now the Gemara is just explaining. Rabbi said before, pull away the loudspeaker. Don't let this rabbi speak. He doesn't know what he's talking about. It's against the Tosefta. So what line is it? So they say, Ktani Mios, it says in the Tosefta, that's what Rabbi quoted it for, Kisui, Shein Vado Oy Doche Shabbos. So Sveka for sure is not Doche Yantri. You're not allowed to do Kisa Adam Manakui. What do you mean, Ein Vado Oy Doche Shabbos? My love, Poshib Shat is, Vada Di Kisa De Loy Doche Shabbos. Love, it probably means, Hashech Lechoy Lebe Shabbos. You had a shecht, a chicken chay v'yof for a chayla b'Shabbos because it was a suffik pikuach nefesh, and despite the fact that it's a vada chiv kis adam, you're not allowed to handle the offer to do the kis adam. We don't permit you to do it. So you see b'ferish a tasefta against what he said. Ravena said apischa de reish galusa that if you have a heta to do the shchita on Shabbos, you're allowed to do the kis adam. So it's against the b'ferish a tasefta. So the Gemara says ve'zok that the tasefta is talking that you shechted beheter, pikuach nefesh allowed you to do shechita, and nonetheless you're not allowed to do the gemar. Maybe the Yoelim Ravena is right. If you had a heter, pikuach nefesh on the shechita, so the kisei adam is a gemar, you're allowed to do the kisei adam also. Maybe this tosefta that says you're not allowed to do kisei adam goes, v'dilma dova v'shochad. He did it b'isa. Nishgefer ken shayla. He shechted a chaya v'yof on Shabbos, b'isa. He violated the malacha. And now he wants to know, should he do Kisei Adam? So we say no, but maybe if you had a heter to shecht it, namely a chodesh yesh b'sakana, so maybe not only does a heter go on the shechita, maybe it goes on the kisa, because the kisa is the gemara of the shechita. The gemara says, no, that cannot be pshat in the tosefta. No, the tosefta is talking that he's doing Kisei Adam, he shechted the heter. Do me the mila, ma mila b'shus, av kisei nami b'shus. It's not talking that he shechted b'isa, he's mechal shabbat. No, he shechted the heter, just like a mila b'zmana was mutter to do. So the shechita on Shabbos also means it was a shechet l'chayla b'Shabbos. So that was the first line in the Brisa. The first line in this Tosefta is Rabbi Yossi. He says beferish that you're not allowed to do kisei adam on yontif if it's a koi, if it's a safi, you're not allowed to. So the chachamim omruloi, the chacham disagreed, and they said yochiach. They said, if you're going to use this line of logic, it'll lead you to an incorrect din in a different case. Ombalai, so now Gemara quotes that next line. Ombalai, they argued with Rabbi Yossi. Nonetheless, fake is dechiyantiv. One wants to know what he means, fake is dechiyantiv. That you're allowed to blow shofar on yontif, shal Rosh Hashanah, shal lo chalias b'shabbos. Yontif is chalias b'shabbos. You're not allowed to blow shofar, big vulin. But yontif is chol b'chol, so even a sofik is also dechiyantiv. One wants to know, what do you mean a sofik? What's a sofik, tkiyah shofar, when Rosh Hashanah chalias b'shabbos, my sfeker? What's the sofik? Elaim b'sofik chol sofik yontif. Means not only they blow shofar on yontif rishon, which is a vadai, even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which is only a sfeika d'yayma, it's a week of chiyuv, you also blow shofar. So the Gemara says, pshita, if you're allowed to blow shofar on the first day, yontav, first day yontav is a yontav deraisa, second day is only a make-believe sfeika d'yayma, even if it's a bunch of kitra p'yariya, it's not a real sofik. It's a make-believe sofik. So the Gemara says, kal v'chaymer, e-lema, what does it mean that you're allowed to blow shofar as sofik? If you're going to say pshat, and the brisa means sofik, chol sofik yontav means yontav sheni. So the Gemara says, avada, hashda vada yontav dachia, if you're allowed to blow shofar the first day, Rosh Hashanah, it's a pasuk in Chumash, you blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, shechol yis b'chol, so sofik yontav, sofik chol mibay, of course you blow shofar even on the second day, Rosh Hashanah. So what is it referring to, that you blow shofar even on the sofik? The Gemara says, it doesn't mean. So the Gemara says on the top line, it doesn't mean sofik yontav, sofik chol. It means the tumtum our dragon is, so women are not mechuyev in tkiyah shofar because it's a mitzvah says the shazman groma. Only men are mechuyev. So what if a person is a sofik ish, sofik isha, tumtum our dragon is? So even though it's a sofik, we allow them to blow shofar on yontav. So that's a good tataina. That's a good tataina against Rabbi Yossi's kavachomer. He said, whenever you have something that you're not allowed to do, even if it's a vada, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, so for sure, a sofik, you're not allowed to do it on yontif. So don't you see from tkiyah shofar that it's not correct? Rosh Hashanah shechol yis b'shabbos, you don't blow shofar. Rosh Hashanah shechol yis b'chol, even the tumta adragin is also blow shofar. So you see that his kavachim is not correct. He said, whenever a vada is not decha Shabbos, then a sofik is not decha yontif. It's wrong. It's a yochiach. There's a yochiach on it from the kiyah shofar. So the Gemara says, why didn't Rabbi Yossi didn't realize that there's a yochiach against his kavachomer. The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yossi goes l'shitosoi. He holds, even if a person is a vada isha, she's allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Not only a tumt madregan, a sofik ish, sofik isha, Rabbi Yossi the Tamei holds it, it's not yochiach, tamei isha, vada, it's not mitoka. His opinion is not only a tumt madreganus is allowed to blow shofar, even a vada yisha is allowed to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Why? The Tanya, this is one big machleika satanoim. The Tanya, there's the opening pasuk in Vayikra says that you bring a korban oilah, so you do v'samach yod al rosh apar. You lean both hands. The pasuk b'shav v'samach yod, you only lean one hand. And the Targum Yonasan Menazir says like that, you lean your right hand on the animal. And the Mishnah say not like the Targum Yonasan. They're not sure who wrote Targum. They just know it's not by Yonasan ben Azil. Yonasan ben Azil only wrote a Targum on Novi. He didn't write on Ksuv and he didn't write on Chumash either. So they say that that's a mistaken identification. It should say Tof Yud. It means Targum Yerushalmi. And then somebody was Mafanech, the Rashi Tevez, incorrectly, and he said that it's Targum Yonasan. And every so often they have a Targum Yonasan and then they have a Targum Yerushalmi. They're both Targum Yonasan. They're both Tof Yud. They're two versions of the Targum Yerushalmi. There's not Targum Yonasan. But they're not sure who wrote this Targum Yerushalmi, because every so often they have something there, and every so often he has a long medrash that has it's come from good sources. Every so often he has something that sounds like it comes from the Karoim, or from the Tzdukim. They're not sure. So the Gansan is Svarm written on the Targum Yonasan by different people in different generations to try to defend all of the Shvera Targum Yonasan. So this one, the most they can say is that it's a Machlokes Satanoim. Because the Mishnah said before, you do smicha b'shtei adayim. You do smicha both hands, the right hand and the left hand. And Targum Yonasan on that pasuk, Targum Yerushalmi says, you do smicha with the right hand. So there's no way to reinterpret. The only thing you can say is a Machlokes Satanoim. If you assume that the Targum Yonasan on that pasuk is representing a legitimate sheet of a Tana. Unless it's representing something from the Tzdukim, from the Bayesheni period. So the opening pasuk in Vayikra says, "Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'emarta lein." So b'nei Yisrael sometimes comes l'mute b'nois Yisrael, and sometimes l'mute gerim. Sometimes you might gerim. That's the shach on the first page in Yeridei. When do you say b'nei Yisrael is l'mute noshim? B'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nois Yisrael. When do you say b'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim? So it's a machlokes hatanaim by Yisoita. The Torah promises a miracle throughout all the future generations. Whenever the husband is choshed his wife biznus, and he brings her to the Beis HaMikdash and she drinks the Mayim Amarim, so the Torah promises a nest. Usually, en samech amala nes. And here the Torah promises you can rely on the nest, that if she's guilty of leisinov, then she'll start getting sick. There's no reason that she should get sick. The water has a little bit of sand in it. But you don't die, you don't get sick from eating sin. So the Gemara said, this is a miracle that the Torah promises. So one time is of the opinion that the miracle was only promised if the husband is a Yisrael. If the husband is a Ger, the miracle does not apply. So that's the Machlokes, where the Mashkem is a Geiris. Geiris doesn't mean that she's a Geiris, means Mrs. Ger. If the husband is a Ger, is there a din that you have, do you still have the din of the Maim HaMorim Anam? So that's a machlokes. How do you darshan? It says in Parshas Nosai, when the Chumash introduces the dinam of Soito, it says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael. Yomatalayim, ish ish kisista ishtoi. So do you darshan b'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim, or you don't darshan over there? So the Shach writes on the first page in Yeridei, in the Kudus HaKesef, the Tanoim had a feel to know when you darshan l'mutei noshim, when you darshan l'mutei gerim, when you don't darshan either. So here it says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael. So the din is only so the din of smicha, that you lean, smicha b'shtei adayim b'chol koch, you have to lean on the animal, that's only b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. Women don't have the din of smicha. So what does that mean? Women are not mechuyev to do smicha, but if they want to, it's a rishus, or it means that they're not allowed to. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yudah. So the first Tana says, first Tana is Rabbi Yudah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah identifies. The first Tana is Rabbi Yudah. He holds b'nei Yisrael samchaim, v'lo b'nei Yisrael samchaim. Women are not allowed to do smicha at all. And the next time is Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimonam, noshen samchas v'shus. If they want to, they're permitted to do smicha. So avos b'shteit. So the Gemara says the same shaila applies where the women are allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If you hold that women are allowed to do smicha, then women are allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If you hold women are not allowed to do smicha, they're not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah either. What exactly is the machlokes over here? Very unclear. So Rashi there in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Lamed Gimel, Rashi has a pshat Tosfos, not happy at all with Rashi. Rashi says the machlokes is whether one is in violation of Baal Tosef. The men have so many mitzvahs, and the women have a few mitzvahs less. The women don't like tefillin, they don't wear tzitzis, they don't shake a lulav, they don't have to sit in sukkah. What if a woman wants to volunteer as an Eina Mitzvah V'yosef to do a mitzvah that she's exempt from? So the Gemara says, of course you can do the mitzvah. Just the machlokes, who gets more reward? Whether the Mitzvah V'yosef gets more schar, or the Eina Mitzvah V'yosef gets more schar. And the maskonos HaGemara is, Godel HaMitzvah V'yosef, Mishena Mitzvah V'yosef. The one who's b'chiv to do the mitzvah and does, it gets more reward than the one who's Eina Mitzvah and volunteers. But, so we never heard of such a machlokes. So Rashi learned, this is the machlokes. If a woman wants to volunteer to do smicha, is it a violation of Baal Tosef? And if the woman wants to volunteer to listen to Tekir Shofar, is that a violation of Baal Tosef? So Tosef makes fun of it. What kind of Baal Tosef? Famous discussion, who gets more schar? You mean, that's a machlokes? Whether the woman is allowed to, if a woman is allowed to sit in sukkah, of course she's allowed to sit. A woman allowed to shake a lulu? Of course she's allowed to shake a lulu. Never heard of such a thing. So Tosef says, Rashi Pshat is not correct. Rashi Pshat is not correct. So other Rishonim, the Meiri and the Ravid in his Pirush on the Toras Kohanim, they both came from Provence. The Ravid lived in Provence. Meiri also, they lived in Provence. Meiri didn't live the same generation. Meiri lived after the Ravid, after the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid was older than the Rambam. Meiri was way younger, generation or two later. So they both have a different Girsa in the Gemara. Tosis here, the second Tosis from the top on Pehem and Alf Noshen Samchas Rishus, Tosis quotes a Gemara Chagiga. So the Chachmei Pervant had a different gears than the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara says there that normally when you do smicha on a korban, you have to lean on the animal b'chol kochah, lean in such a way that if they'll take away the animal, See, if I'm leaning on a table, even if you take away the table, I'm not going to fall down because I'm standing on my legs. But if I'm going to lean like this, leaning over like this, if you take away the table, I'm going to fall down. When you do smicha on the karbonis, you have to lean in such a way. B'chol koichai means that if you take away the behemah, I'm going to fall down. So that's, normally we would say that's a violation of avoyde b'kotchen. You can't say ismoel behegdish. Mil behegdish means I'm getting hanoah. I don't need the whole thing. I'm not getting hanoah. If I'm tired and I want to lean on an animal, that's mila behegdish. Hey, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. Lean on, so you can't say I'm moel behegdish, but it's avoyde b'kotchen. The pasuk says l'sava b'b'chol sherech v'l'sogas b'chol tzanecha. That's what we call the isa giza b'avoyde. You're not allowed to shear off the wool of the korbanos. Even a b'chol is only kotchim kalim. Even a kotchim kalim, you're not allowed to giza b'avoyde is also l'sava b'b'chol sherech v'l'sogas b'chol tzanecha. So to lean on the animal that's a korban in such a way b'chol koichet that if they take away the animal, I'm going to fall down. That should really be a violation of avoyde b'kotchim. But nonetheless, that's exeris hakosav. You got to do it. So the question is, but what if a woman wants to volunteer as an eina mitzvah b'yosus? You would let her volunteer to do a mitzvah, even though the mitzvah always entails a violation of an iser. So we have the girsin chagiga. That's what Tosis, the second Tosis, quotes chagiga tezayin. We have the girsin the Gemara that you only do bakufi yadaychu. That bakufi yadaychu means to have your hands. The women felt cheated. Why don't they allow them to do smicha on the korbanos? Feminism. So they felt very excluded from the mitzvah. So they wanted at least to do imitation smicha. So they put their hands, they're not going to lean b'chol koichai. To lean b'chol koichai is not allowed for the women because they don't have the chiyuv, so they're not allowed to. So the only thing they can do is imitation smicha. So the Chachmei Parvatz didn't have that girsa in the Gemara. The Raivin and the Miri didn't have that girsa. They had the girsa in the Gemara that the women who want to volunteer to do the smicha, so the first time it says they're not allowed to, the first time is Rabbi Yehuda, Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi. So the first time is Rabbi Yehuda, he says, the women are not allowed to because it's an Isra Avoyde B'Kotchim. And Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Nashen Samchas B'Shus, if they want to, they're permitted even to lean B'chol Koichem.
So how does your letters bring a korban?
Without doing smicha.
It's not
smicha even by man is not me'akev. Even by man, the smicha is not. Only the dalad avodas adam, shchita kabbalah halacha azrika. The haktaras emurim is not me'akev. The smicha is not me'akev. The tenufa, different karbonas you have to do. Tenufa, the tenufa is not me'akev. That's called shiori mitzvah. The shiraim, alachatchila. The mitzvah b'shleimusa, but it's not me'akev. So if a woman brings a korban, she brings it, she doesn't do smicha. So the Meiri and the Raivah, they both they didn't have that girsa in Chagigah, after Zayin. So the Raivah writes in his Pirush on the Torah's Kohanim. That's by the Raivah, by the regular Raivah, and the standard editions of the Torah's Kohanim. Let's say a woman wants to volunteer to put on tzitzis, but she's going to wear tzitzis on a beged shel pishton, and the trelis has to be a certain color, and the trelis strings have to be wool. So wool and string in a beged shel pishton constitute shatnas. So if a woman wants to volunteer to wear tzitzis on a beged shel pishton and is going to have shatnas, so if a man is going to wear tzitzis on a beged shel pishton, that's called ase decha lo sase. The women don't have the ase. The women are not mechuyev. So they say a woman is permitted to wear tzitzis on a beged shel pishton even though they're in violation of the law of klayim? Or they say, no, you want to volunteer tzitzis on a beged shel tzemer, but don't volunteer on a beged shel pishton. So the Raivad writes in his Pirush on Torah's Kohanim that depend on the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi. If a woman wants to volunteer, but she's not Mechuyiv, it's Eina Mitzvah V'Yosi, can it be Doiche Yisurim or not? Because by the Smicha, it's Doiche, that's the Machlekes by Smicha, because you have to do Smicha B'chol Koichai. And he doesn't have the Girsa there in Chagiga, they just have they're doing imitation Smicha, to just have the hands float on top of the behemoth. No, they're going to lean on the animal b'chol koichai, and it's takin isra avoyde b'kotchim l'sava b'v'chol sharecho, and that's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. If a woman wants to volunteer to perform a mitzvah that she's not obligated to do, and that mitzvah by men is dechen iser, is it dechen iser by the woman or not? Is it only an essay you're mechuyev to do? Or essay dechala says even an essay shobishus. So according to the Raivid and according to the Meiri, that's the machlekes hatanoim. And what's the machlekes is whether women are allowed to blow shofar. It's not to wear shatnez, that's a real lisa deraisa. To do smicha on a korban b'chol karcha, that's a real lisa deraisa. It's a machlokes of Yehuda Rabbi Yosi, whether the woman volunteering is an enim to Rabbi Yosi cannot be doicha the isa deraisa. And by the tkiyah shayfer, it's dealing with an isa derabbana, because min atorah tkiyah shayfer is a chokhma v'enim alochem, and the rabbana they prohibit it, mashmiya kol. So the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda says, if a woman wants to volunteer to do a mitzvah, she can let her volunteer all she wants. Let her sit in sukkah, let her shake a lulav. But you can't allow her to volunteer to do a mitzvah that's going to be doicha and iser. So just like we wouldn't permit a woman to do smicha b'chol koichai, we would not permit a woman to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because that's mashmiya kol, that's an iser. So it's only doicha by man who's mechuyah by woman, by tumut madregen as a suffix. But a woman, a vaday woman, you wouldn't permit her to blow shofar, because it's an iser. So that's the Ravid's pshat. Rashi and Rashan learns the machlokes hatanaim, is it baltosif? And the Ravid learns, no, it's not a shaila balta. That's ridiculous. Nobody holds like that, Rashi. Machlokes are beautiful, Rabbi Yosi, whether it's baltosif, the Gemara talks about enim and silvavias. So the Ravid and the Meiri had a different girsa in Chagiga. They said it's a machlokes. If a woman wants to volunteer a mitzvah, she's not mechuyev to do. Is that Decha the Yisr involved? Is it Decha the Yisr Shatnes? Is it Decha the Yisr Avoyde Bekotshim? Is it Decha the Yisr the Rabbanon of Mashmiya Kol? And the Tosis learns a whole different shot. Tosis learns, it's never Decha and Yisr deraisa. That's out of the question. Because the Gemara says in Hagiga, the whole story is, the women felt cheated, why we don't let them do Smicha B'chol Koichoi? Because it's Avoyde Bekotshim. So the women wanted to do Akufi Yadaicha, just to do imitation Smicha. So it's only for the purpose of nachas ruach lenoshim, that they should feel good. But it's only an invitation mitzvah. It's not a real, it's not a kima mitzvah. So it can't be matter anything. So what's the machlokes hatanaim, whether you permit a kufi yadaichu? So Tosis explains, we really should not permit a kufi yadaichu. Women who are not mechuyev to do smicha should really not be permitted to do a kufi yadaichu. Because the next thing you know, some woman, there are going to be thousands of women, some woman is going to start leaning on the carbon. She's going to see that the men lean on the carbon. So if they're going to lean on the carbon, they'll be in violation of the Yisra Deraisa of Lesavu B'vchor Sherecho. So what's the machlek? So everybody agrees that there should have been Xerah the Rabbanan on this. So what's the machlek? Is Hatanon where the Noshe Samchis Vishus? There is a concept of Nachas, Lasas Nachas Roch L'Noshim. The women, Sof Kol Sof, feel bad why they're excluded from the mitzvah. And the Chachamim feel sensitive about that. They want to allow them to participate. They shouldn't feel bad. So, are you doicha and isa de rabbanon because of this consideration of nachas ruach lenoshim? So this chaps and afkamina to do akufi yadaichu should have been awesome at the rabbanon because shema yovel day avoided bekotchim. And this is the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi whether you would permit the women to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because blowing shofar is an isa derabbana. It's not an isa deraisa. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't permit the women to do smicha, even makufi yidach, because they're gzeira derabbana. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishum lachas nachas roch lenoshim, with doicha the isa derabbana. We allow them, and you're not worried about shema yovel every day, smicha b'chol koichem. And the same thing with blowing shofar. Blowing shofar is awesome in the Rabbanah, Mashmiya Kol. But Kadei Lassus Nachas Ruach L'Noshim, so we allow the women to blow shofar. According to Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you know. So the Rabbi Natan picks up and he says, in this Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, how do we paskin? We paskin like Rabbi Yosi, Noshim Samchas Vishus, that this consideration of Lassus Nachas Ruach permits us to violate the Rabbanans. So he says, therefore, when the women volunteer to shake a lulav, they can say a bracha also. Why? Because the Rabbi Natan comes up with his famous chiddush, because bracha levatol is only the Rabbanan. And the women feel bad why they cheated from the whole mitzvah, why they cheated from the bracha. So kdei lasas nachas ruach would be a machleg zabi Rabbi Yosi, would it permit us to violate the Rabbanan? So we pass like Rabbi Yosi, yes, you may violate the Rabbanan. So just like you're not worried about doing imitation smicha, Shom Yovel the day avoid the bekotchim. So too, you're not worried about saying a bracha levatola. Bracha levatola is only the rabbanon, and the women feel bad, so we allow it.
Let's say women nowadays they know the din and they don't want to say the bracha. So when we say it's a low plug, that no, now we pass like that everyone says the bracha, or no? Let's say a woman knows, like, it's a bracha levatala.
If they don't feel bad about it, so there's no nachas bracha lenoshem, so we should recommend they shouldn't say the bracha. According to Rabbein and Tom Sprat, the whole minig Ashkenazim that the women say bracha mitzvah shazman grama is all based on this Rabbein and Tom, and it's only because of nachas bracha lenoshem. So a lot of the women today are learning. So they said, no, they're not supposed to say the bracha, and they don't feel bad about it. So let them not say the bracha. Svardim don't learn like that, because the Svardim achoshish for the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gemara Kipshuta that the bracha levatol is a violation of losiso sheishem akecha lashov. So the Magen Avram says from the pashtos of the Rambam is mashma that he doesn't agree with the Rabbein and Tam. Simple reading of the Rambam sounds like bracha levatol is derais. That's the Rabbana. That's the Rabbana. The Gemara says, there's a Mishnah, when we learned Saita, we learned the last Perek is Perek Mashuch Mohammed. It has all the dinim about the Jewish army. So it says in the Chumash, Mihu Ish Ayori, Varach Alevach, Yelach V'yashu, the base of Elayimas, and Zlavav, Echav Kilavavai. So what does it mean, Yori Varach Alevach? So Poshib Shat is, in Yochalamad, Bikishri Mohammed, he's going to faint when he goes to war. So one Tan is of the opinion, most of the Rishonim don't pass like this. One Tan is of the opinion, Yori Me Averish Abiyon. If the guy did Averis, you don't take him into the army, because it won't have schusim. The Jewish army wins the war if they have schusim, if they do mitzvahs. If the soldiers do aveiros, so you don't take them into the army. So that's the opinion of one Tana. Then the Mishnah has a machloikas within that Tana. Is it only if he does aveiros deraisa? What if he only does aveiros derabbanan? What if he's a kohen marries a grusha? That's an aver deraisa. A kohen marries a chalutza? That's only aver derabbanan. So that's a machloikas hatana within that Tana. The Rambam doesn't pass like the whole Tana. The Rambam passing Miho Yishe Yori Verach Aleivav and Yochalame Bikshem Mochama means that he's a nervous guy. He's going to fall to pieces. Not that he's Aveira. Not that he's Yori Me'Aveira Shebiyodah. So the Gemara gives an example. What's an example of a person who violates an Issa Derabbanan? So the Gemara says, Hasoch Ben Tfila Letfila. He puts on Tfila Shol Yad. So then, if you don't talk, then you don't have to say a bracha on the Shol Rosh. Either you don't say a bracha at all, or you only say one bracha. Most people say a mitzvah tefillin. If you're talking between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, then you say two brachas on the Shal Rosh alone. So, if you didn't talk, you could have covered the two mitzvahs with one bracha. And if you talk, it's not a bracha levatola. The din requires on Shal Rosh, you got to say two brachas. That's called garin bracha shein etzvicha. Let's say a guy's drinking a cup of tea. So he drinks a half a cup and he says burn the fashion, then he says shakal and drinks the second half. He didn't say bracha levatola, but it's gorin bracha shein tzvicha. He could have had the whole cup with one shakal and one burn the fashion. Why did he have to break it up in the middle? Why did he have to say burn the fashion after half the cup, then say right away shakal again? So there's no bracha levatola, but it's gorin bracha shein tzvicha. The bracha shein tzvicha is beferish in the Gemara, that's only the Rabbanan. That's what this is machlekes hatanan, whether you throw him out of the army. If he only violates averes the Rabbanim. But bracha levatola, the Gemara never said that it's only the Rabbanim. The simple reading in the Gemara, bracha levatola is their rice. So Rabbi Natam came up with the chiddush and he said, bracha levatola is only the Rabbanim. Chacham Avadi and all of his chuvas, he always assumes like the Rambam. The bracha levatola is their rice. He always says, Safik bracha is lahakal because it's a sfeika the rice of the
chumra. If somebody drank half a cup of water, whatever, and then. They made a bracha by mistake. Meaning a moment later they realized they want more. They want to drink more. So should one avoid drinking more right away because of?
No, he said Barnefash. He thought that's all, and then he made an honest mistake. And then he really wanted more. So that's not a gar bracha shenetzvicha. He thought he finished drinking. Uh-huh. I don't think so. That's not an issue.
They quote
a Yerushalmi. They say Yerushalmi doesn't exist, but the Rishonim quote is supposedly such a Yerushalmi. Asach ben Tfilin Shal Yad, Tfilin Shal Rosh. That's a Bavli. That's the Gemara in the end of Sotah. But Asach ben Yishtabach Liyotzer, they claim it's a Yerushalmi. Nobody knows where it is. In the last years in Valoz in the yeshiva, they had a lot of maskilim. They weren't interested in learning. They wanted to go to university, but there was anti-Semitism. So they didn't let him go. So they wanted some intellectual challenge. So they went to Valozhin. They had Bialik, they had a whole chevra there who weren't really interested in learning, but they wanted some intellectual challenge. So they used to put on a skit every year on Purim. So on one occasion they put on a skit And the Tziv was watching the whole thing. So they were making fun of the Gemara. They were making fun. You have a draft board, and the people come, they got the letter that they're drafted in the army. So the head draft board is interviewing all the people. So they said, did you ever talk Lashon Hara? You can't take it in the army. You ever ate Chazah? You can't take it in the army. You ever did an Aver? They can't take anybody in the army. Everybody did some Aver in the army. So there are only three people in the whole army. One is the Shagasariyeh, one is the Vilna Gaon, and the Netziv. So all the students were rolling a laughter on the floor. What kind of an army is that? Three people in the army. So the Netziv was sitting through the whole thing and was watching the whole thing. And everybody's rolling on the floor. So then it said, so what's the end of the story? So he said, that's the end of this kid. He said, no, the end of the story is we won the war. We won the war, because if you have Yireh Shemayim, they don't do any Averis. And then the schus of the Frumma soldiers, they're going to win the war. Yeah. What's the name of the rabbi from Kiryat Arba? He used to be in Kiryat Arba. Ooh, I forgot his name. Lior. Rabbi Dov Lior. He's a big... He always had very outspoken. He always has his opinion. So I remember when I was one summer, I was in Kiryat Arba. I was there two summers. So the first summer I was there, he gave me his whole... He speaks very quickly all the time. He gave me his whole sheet about everything in 10 minutes. The whole summer he didn't talk to me. I was giving Sherman his yeshiva. And then the end of the summer, he spoke to me in 10 minutes. So he said, you shouldn't take any chilonim in the army. It's only in the schus of the Hezda boys that they win the wars. And if they'd only have Hezda, they wouldn't have any chilonim at all. They would win everything with flying colors. He holds like the Nitzit. Okay, he holds that no, shouldn't take any of the chilanim in the army. So again, so the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yossi made a kavachaymer. Rabbi Yossi said, Mila bizman is decha Shabbos, but a suffix, Mila bizman is not even decha yontif. So, kisei adam, avadai kisei adam, aver vadai chai v'yof, is never decha Shabbos. So Kavachaim, that a suffix kisei adam akui is not dechayanta. That was Rabbi Yossi's Kavachaim. So Omrulai, so the Tanoim asked, your Kavachaim is not correct, because when first day Rosh Hashanah is Vaday Rosh Hashanah, first day Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. And nonetheless, if you have a suffix, namely Tumta Madreganis, it is dechayanta. So they proved that even though a vaday is not decha Shabbos, the suffix is still decha yant. So Rabbi Yossi l'tamei, the Gemara says, he holds that doesn't ishkan tain. He holds that not only a suffix, a tum to madregen is allowed to blow shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Even an isha vaday is also allowed to blow shofar, because he holds nashim samchas rishus. That's the machlek Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudah. So Rabbi Yossi l'shitasa holds that omr loy is nishkan tain, because even a vaday isha is permitted to blow shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah when it's a yontav derais. Then the Gemara says that not only is Rabbi Yossi l'taimei, he holds that it's nishken tainem. So the Gemara continues, Omer Avina, on the fifth line from the top. Omer Avina, Olamad Kami Rabbanan Ami is l'pirch, even the way they argued. Omrulai, they hold like Rabbi Yudah, that Anisha Vadai is not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but the Tumta drawing is allowed to. So he said, so Ravina says like this, Lamai de Kamri Abananami is Le Pircha. There's also, even if you wouldn't hold Rabbi Yossi the Shittos, there's also a Pircha against when he said, My Malat Kir Shabbos came Vadai Decha Shabbos Ben Migdosh. It is Decha Shabbos. In Beis HaMigdosh you do blow shofar. Abatami Bikisi Adam, the Leisei Klal. So the Taina that Omru Loi does in Ishkan Taina. The Taina that they argued against Rabbi Yossi is not only Rabbi Yossi the Shittasa doesn't hold from the Taina, because he holds that women may blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even if he would have held like the Omrullah, even if he would have held like Rabbi Yudah, that a woman is not allowed to blow shofar, it's still not the same, because in Beis HaMikdash you are allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shulchali is B'Shabbos. Maybe that's why Tum Tad Reagan is allowed to blow shofar. And then the Brisa continues that we thought, Rabbi Chiya thought that this argument of Rabbi Yossi was so solid, so he thought there's no way to shlug it up. How does the Gemara say? Zechem in Advarim, Rabbi says, Zechem in Advarim, Shammah Rabbi Chiya, En La Lehem Tshuva. There's no way to shlug up, no way to argue with Rabbi Yossi's Kavachayim. But then the Brisa quotes Rabbi Lezer Kappa, shlugs it up. What was this taina? How can you prove for Mila? Maybe Mila is more restrict, because Mila is saying in the Haggis, Tell me, Kisa Adam is not by Yom or Balayla.
So the Gemara says, what kind of a lashon does he say? Mila is not noig leil yontif. The Gemara quotes, Heish Reb Lezer Akapa Berebi. Berebi means a gadol ador. Ma'alav Eshken in the Hegdus B'leil Yamin Toim. What do you mean B'leil Yamin Toim? You can't do bris mila the night of yontif. What's up? You never do bris mila night time at all. You never do it night time. B'leil Yamin Toim Hudala Naga B'shar Leili Naga. It's not true. You don't do a bris mila. You never do a bris at night. There's a machlekes hatanoim. Is it only mila bizmano you're not allowed to do at night? You're not allowed to do the mila leil shmini. You have to wait till the morning of shmini. What's the din if it's already mila shalai bizmano? They couldn't do the bris on the eighth day. They still insist it has to be done by yom. Or no, you can even do it by laila. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. We paskin even mila shalai bizmano. You're not allowed to do it by laila. The Samoelim who do Mila for Parnassa, so they leave and they have brisin all day long. They have 15 brisin in one day. So a lot of them will do the bris, Bein HaShemashas, after the Shkia. That's Keneged HaDin. You're not allowed to do. If you do Balailo, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to do Atavas on bris. You have to do it over again. That's not right. After the Shkia, it's already Bein HaShemashas. You're not allowed to do a bris. Unfortunately, here in the New York area, there are such Moelim who will do it, Bein HaShemashas.
Is
better than a mila
with
Achas Man
Balayla. If you
do,
does it on the seventh day B'yoyim, it's better than a mila on
the
ninth, eighth, or ninth day
Balayla. Balayla, yeah, the Ramah writes like that. The only need Atavas Dambris is if you did it Balayla. But if you did it Tochzmana B'yoyim, then you don't have to do Atavas Dambris. The Ramah makes such a compromise. There's a long shach that we don't pass like that, Ramah. You say, whenever the mila was done B'psul, let's say he did the mila Toch Shmaina, he did the mila Balayla, he did the mila, a goy did the mila, whenever the mila, or Nalad Mahu, a baby is one who doesn't have any orla at all. So that's the original case in the Gemara, that there's a machloek satana where they do Atavas Dambris. So not only that case, even the other cases, that the other case never say in the Gemara, if a goy did the bris mila. So the Rambam says, you don't have to have Atavas Dambris. So the case of Mishnah learns pshat in the Rambam because it's not so clear that a goy is possible. It's only lechatchil and b'diavad it's kashim. And the Shach HaZayin says, what is he talking about? It's possible b'diavad. But the Rambam meant to say, there's no way to rectify it. Masha nasa kva nasa, if I found, that's why. So the Shach HaZayin understood in the Rambam, you never need atovas dan bris. Whenever there was, if a baby was nolad mahul, he's born without any arlo, so then some achlegis hatanim, then you need atovas dan bris. But if the baby was nolad with an arlo, and you removed it, the psul, either balaylo, or toch shmaino, or yidei nochri, then the Rambam's opinion is that there's nothing to do, but nothing to rectify. But we don't pass like that, we pass like the Shach. That in all those cases, you need a Hatovah's Dambris. You don't say a Brach and a Hatovah's Dambris. But you need a Hatovah's Dambris, Misafik.
So isn't it obvious? Let's say you have someone in the hospital, like you're a religious Jew, and they're like, let's say you're a frum person, you're a Moel in the hospital, and they tell you that if you don't do it today on the first day, then the Chalal, they're not doing it. So is it like a lefeiver or a veira for the mole to do it, or?
Reb Shlomo Kluge has a sefer on Maseches Avodah Zarah. I think it's called Avodah Zarah. So he interprets in a Gemara there that Shas Hatchak Kediyevidam. If you have the big Shas Hatchak, you're allowed to do lechatchila. But usually, it's unacceptable. Bediyevid says it's according to the Ramah that if you did the mila Turk Zman Bayoim, you don't have to do Atavas Dambris. If you know they're not going to do a bris, so we would recommend that you do it lechatchila like that. You shouldn't say bracha, though. You should do lechatchila like that. Do the mila toch zman. That's very, very question. Not right. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, and Rav Lezer Kapar, what do you mean? Mila's end hag is Bilili Yontif. So should it say Mila's not noy Balaila, not Bilili Yontif? I said, that's what it should say. It's a misprint in the Brisa. Malavish and Nagas Balev is Kibayam. Tell me Kislam, Snegel, what else? That's the Gemara. That is the Gemara. Interesting. The Dinim de Rabbanan, we're all dealing with Dinim de Rabbanan. Dinim de Rabbanan have to also fit into the big pattern over here, not just the Dinim de Brisa. Okay. The next Mishnah we already discussed in the previous parak, we already discussed it here. We'll go again. there is a machlekes of Shimon Bar Yochai, of Shimon and the Chachamim regarding Shechita Sheni Ruya. Shechita Sheni Ruya means I shecht an animal and it's a perfect Shechita. I didn't violate the Chomish Hilcha Shechita Shia Derasa Chalad Ar Gama V'Iker. I did a proper Shechita. If I shoot an animal, if I choke it to death, that's not called a Shechita. So it's not, you're not in violation of Osev Ezbeno. If I shecht the Osev and the Bro on the same day, I shoot both of them, I choke both of them. There's no Isav Osev Ezbeno, only if I did a Shechita. But what if I did a Shechita, and one of them or both of them are Trefa? So Trefa is also Bachila. So that's a Machleka, it's a Pshimen and a Chahama. There's Shechita Shenivuya, there's Dina Kishchita, or not Dina Shechita. So Lamai Nafkamina, so we had already discussed three nafkaminas. One nafkamina is it subject to the prohibition of Osev Ezbeno? A shecht did one. It turns out that it's a treifa. Is it permissible to shecht the other one, Osev Ezbeno, on the same day? So according to Rab Shimon, shechita shein v'yo lav shmo shechita. It's like I shot the one, like I choked it to death. It's not called the shechita. And we don't pass on like that. Then there's a machlokes by a ganef. In this week's Sedra, a ganef who's tovach u'machar, Shor b'seh, tovach u'machar, chamisha, if he stole it, big zeila, so there's no kefil, there's no dalbeh. If he did big greve, if he snuck in and he stole it in such a way that the owner didn't realize that he was stealing it, so then aganef has to pay kefil, and if he does tovach u'machar, in addition to the karen and the kefil, the tzveta tashlumen, he pays another two, another three. That's chamisha b'kesh ham tachas ha-shor, the arbatzon tachas ha-zeh, he pays another twice the value and another three times. If tavach amacha, so what if he's tavach? He shechts a behema that he stole, and it turns out that it's a treifa, or he shechet labedazar. Shechet labedazar happens to be that it's also bahano because it's the krubis, but it doesn't have to. Taisa points out the pashup shemuma. It doesn't have to be also bahano to consider it shechita shenibuya. If it's also bachila, it's already called shechita shenibuya. So the Mishnah has this machlekes in three cases. One is osev ezbenoi, one is by kisei hadam. If you shoot an animal or you choke an animal to death, there's no, even if it's bleeding to death, you know you don't have a mitzvah of kisei adam. Only if you did a good shechita. What if you shochat v'nimtzis treifa? Is there a mitzvah of kisei adam? And the third case is by tovach u'machar, whether you chayav dalabei. So in the two cases we pass on like the chachamim by osev ezbeno, we pass on against Reb Shimon. Shechita shenei ruya ishma shechita. And you are subject to Osev Ezbeno. And in Dalet Behei, in Bava Kama Perek Merube, we paskin again against Reb Shimon. We don't paskin Shechita Shenibuya Lav Shema Shechita. Paskin Shema Shechita. Only over here by Kisei Adam, here Reb Yudah Nasi edited the Mishnayos, and he made a compromise. Here he paskins like Reb Shimon. The Shechita Shenibuya is Lav Shema Shechita. Why? Because it says, Asher Yishchat Chaya Ov, Asher Yeyochel. Those two words add on, it has to be muta b'achila. If it's also b'achila, so it's not subject to the mitzvah of kisei adam, because you can't consider it asher yeyochel. So the Mishnah gives several cases of shechita sheni ruya. Some of them, most of them are cases where it's also b'ano, not just also b'achila, but you don't need that it should be also b'ano. So the Mishnah says, shechit v'nim tzis treifa. Treifa is muta b'ano, just also b'achila. So that's already, he did a perfect shechita, and it's metarme de nevela. If you choke an animal or you shoot an animal to death, it has a tumas nevelas. But if you shechted it properly with all the chamish el chashchita, just that it has a treifas, it has a hole in the lung or something, so then it's a shechita sheni ruya. It's metarme de nevela, and it's a machlokes hatanai with the shechita sheni ruya shma shechita. Vashech el avodas kochavim, he shechts the krubis avodas zarah, that'll be asa b'hanoa. Vashech el chulin bifnim. Chulin ba'azara is a, you're not allowed to shecht chulin ba'azara. That's a machlekes hatanaim in Psochim in the second parak. Where the chulin ba'azara is an isa derais and isa derabbanan. We're going to chazer that topic a little bit over here also. The Gemara in the Tosafot are going to give nafkim. What's the difference halacha l'maisa? Where the chulin ba'azara is an aver derais and aver derabbanan. It's a double machlekes by chulin ba'azara. The prohibition that you're not allowed to shech tulin in the Azara, is that an aver deraisa aver derabbanan? Then if you went ahead and you did shech tulin in the Azara, you're not allowed to eat it, is that isa rachila? Is that an isa deraisa or an isa derabbanan? Machlokes on both. Tosis writes in one place, in Zvachim, that they would think that this for sure is an Issa Derais Chlom Azar. A guy takes fat from an animal and he burns it on the Mizbeach. It doesn't belong on the Mizbeach. He takes from a Bemas Chulin and he burns it on the Mizbeach. Taisa said they would have thought that for sure is an Issa Derais. So they prove from the Gemara and Nazir that it's not so. Even to be Makta Chulin on the Mizbeach. According to some shittas in the Gemara, that's only an Issa Derabbanan. Or if you shech kotchim bachutz, that's an Issa Kares. A korban is also b'hanoah. So if you shecht it in the, let's say, shlomin, so you shecht it in the Azor and you do this rikas adam on the Mizbeach, then the bala korban, if he's tohar, if he went to mikveh, he's allowed to eat the basar. He can invite other people to eat the basar. But if you shecht, if you have a behemoth kotchim, it starts off asabano, and you never did this week on the Mizbeach, you shecht it chutz lebeis amignosh. Shecht it chut chutz. So shchut chutz is an averish yesh b'koris, and the thing is going to be asabano. It started off as kotchim arol asabano, and it never had this week on the Mizbeach to be matarit b'ano, so it remains asabano. So kotchim chutz is going to be a shchita shein ebruya. You don't even need that it should be also b'ano to be a shchita. Here happens that it's even also b'ano. If you shecht an animal and it's also b'achila, it's already called shchita sheni ruya. So we shecht kotchim b'chutz, or you shecht the shara niskal. What's the din of shara niskal? Shosha harga sa'odam. So it says, Hashoy is today is sedra, parasha mishpata. Hashoy is sokel, the gamba all of yuma. So what does it mean, Hashoy is sokel? Bezna has to make a gmar din. Once Bez makes a gmar din, even if you shecht it, it's going to be also b'ano. The gmar din makes it also b'ano. So if you shecht chay v'yov hanis kolim, you had a gmar din l'skila, you never gave this skila. You went ahead and you shechted it. So that's a machlokes of shechita sheni b'ruya. So here, instead of saying Reb Shimon holds lash mei shechita and the Chacham disagree, they presented it for fakir. Reb Meir holds that shmo shechita, but Chachamim hold that not. He made Reb Yudah Nasa, he read it in the Mishnah, he took Reb Shimon's Shita Yechidah and made him into the majority opinion. Bachachami Paitrin. The Gemara says, why? Because Reb Yudah Nasa made this compromise. He holds that by Kisi Adam, since it says, Ashe Yishchat, Ashe Yeochel, so it has to be Roy Lachil, Shchit Sheni Boya is not Chaim and Kisi Adam. That's how we paskin. What if, however, the last line in the Mishnah, Shechem in Esnabla B'yadai, he shechts an animal and by mistake he makes it in a vela. He violated one of the chamishul cheshchit, the mamish in a vela. So then there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. Only if you shecht chai v'yof. Oh, hanocher. You shoot an animal, hamaka, you yank out, you take the neck and you break the neck with your hand. See, that you didn't use a knife at all. The mamish in a vela. So that's potter melechasa. There's no mitzvah of kisei adam there. There was no shechita at all. But if you made a shechita sheni ruya, so that was the machlokes hatanoi. So now the Gemara says the Mishnah represents Rabbi Yudah Nasi's compromise. Amr Abchia Barab Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amram. He was a student of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So he says Roa Rebbe Dvorab Shel Rabbi Meir Bosav Es Bino Vishana B'Loshan Chachamim. As far as Osav Es Bino is concerned, and as far as Baba Kame by Tovach Mochar, so Rabbi Yudah Nasi paskins like Rabbi Meir Shita that Shchita Sheni Buya Ishmo Shchita. However, here by Kis Adam, Rabbi Yudah Nasi was machriya that shechita sheni ruya is lav shma shechita. Moshe is going to explain why, because that's Asher Yeyocha. That's what Rabbi Yudah Nasi's compromise is based on. So the Gemara is not going to explain. He, Rabbi Yudah Nasi, decided that he thinks that that's the Iker. So he presents it.
Fine, but if it's the Rabbim, it is. If it's not the Rabbim, it's not the Rabbim.
He thinks that we should paskin like that. It wasn't Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai alone. There must have been a few Tanoim with him. But they were not the Rabbim. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi thinks it's more mistabra the way he said. He wouldn't say Chachamim, but it's only one Tana.
But Rameh was also a Das Yochai.
Rameh was not a Das Yochai, no. But there were more on Rameh's side than on Rabbi Shimon's side. So we Rabbi Yudah Nasi paskins like Rabbi Meir, because that's the Rabbim by Yosef Ez Benomak and by Tavach Mochar. And over here, even though Rabbi Shimon is the minority, but he's not a Shita Chidah. There are a few Tanaim who agreed with him. So he wrote their Shita Vachachamim because he holds we should make that compromise. It's not misrepresentation. If it's only Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, then it's a misrepresentation. And he say b'chachamim, it's only one tanim. Means there were a few tanim who agreed, but they were in the minority. So Reb Yudah Nasi has a right to, he's also entitled to an opinion. So he says, I think we should pass in a compromise. Yeah, but over here, that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. He learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi, so that's what Rabbi Yudah Nasi told him. I'm making a compromise, and that's my writing over here. He's quoting, it sounds like he's quoting Rabbi Yudah Nasi. He learned Pishtais by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So he says, he wrote it over here, V'chachamim Maimrim, to imply that we should pass like Rabbi Shimon by Kisei Adam. Roar Rebbe, he thought, Roar Rebbe Dvav Shabbat Meibos was B'na'o V'shan B'lashacham, Roar Rebbe Div Reb Shimon, and he passed like, and he wrote Chacham. The Gemara said, what are the Makairis to say? Lav Shmat Shchita Shenibu Yishma Shchita, Lav Shmat Shchita. The Gemara says, my time of the Rabbi Meibos was B'na'o. How does Rabbi Meir know that Shchita Shenibu Yishma Shchita? Amr Reb Shua Ben Levi, he's an Amoira, so he says, he learns it out, Gama Shchita Shchita Meshchut Echutz. What's the din of Shchut Echutz? If you have a carbon, it's in Parshas Achrei Mois. If you have a carbon, you're supposed to shecht it in the Azar and do this Rikas Adam on the Mizbeah. And if you'll shecht it Chutz Lazara, then it's an Isakaris. If you shecht carbon, it's Chutz Lazara, it's an Isakaris. So there, and it's going to be also Bachila, because it's a carbon, and a carbon only becomes Mutter if you do this Rikas Adam on the Mizbeah. So if he shechts the chutz, the dam is nifsal b'yotz, he won't be able to do this because adam on the mizbech. Even if he brings it back in, it's going to be zark the dam is nifsal b'yotz already. And the chumash calls it ashe yishchad chutz l'machane. The word ashe yishchad appears. And if he takes kotch machutz and he shoots it, he doesn't shecht it. He's not chayv karis. It's not right. He killed the carbon. He ruined the carbon. He's in violation on mishmeres trumaisai. Mishmeres trumaisai means you have to be careful with truma. That it shouldn't become possible. So Rashi writes on the first daf in Chulin, Kavuchamim by Kotchim, there's a din of Mishmeres to Moshe. You should be careful not to let the Korbanos become possible.
How else could the Torah have said it?
There's no other verb. There's no other verb to say. Anachanami. Okay. You're only in violation of the... If you shoot it, you're not in violation of the chorus of Shchut Rehutz. You just violated Mishmeres to Moshe. So from that institution, not only from the word, from the whole institution of Shchut Echutz, you see that a Shchita Sheni Ruya is Shmo Shchita. That's Rav Meir's Raya. Because every time you're going to do a Shchut Echutz, you only chayv karis if you did a Shchita. So how is it called Shchita? Is going to be also Bachila. So you see from the whole, not only from the usage of the verb, even if the verb wouldn't appear there, from the whole institution of Shchut Echutz, you see Shchita Sheni Ruya, Shmo Shchita. Ma Hasam, just like over there, Shchita Sheni Ruya, Shmo Shchita. It's clearly ain't a ruya because he can't do the zrikas hadam. The dam is nifsa biyotze. Afochanami benegeti kisei adam also as benon and dalad behei. Nami shchita sheni ruya shmo shchita. V'Reb Shimon, my time. How does Reb Shimon? What's the marker of Reb Shimon? The shchita sheni ruya lav shmo shchita. It's only called shchita. It was going to be mutar b'achilim. So the Gemara says, Goma he learns it out when the brothers came down to Mitzrayim. And Yosef tells Lasher Abeso, they should shecht the behemo tvech tevech v'hachin ki itu yochlo hanoshim batzoharaim. I'm going to eat fleshiks with these men. That's his brothers. He didn't tell him that it's his brother. And he says tvech tevech v'hachin means show them that you're shechting properly because these guys are Jewish, so they want to have a shechita kshera. So you see from that parsha tvech tevech v'hachin, there has to be a shechita ruya because they're Jewish and they're not allowed to eat nevela. Malahalan shchita ruya afkan shchita ruya. Fregma of Rav Meir nami ligma metvach tevach vachin. Why does Rav Meir learn out from shchut echutz that shchita sheni ruya is also called shchita? Why doesn't he learn out from tevach tevach vachin that it's dafke shchita haruya? Shchita sheni ruya is lav shmo shchita. Everything Gemara, but it's not the same word. So Roshav means if you have that same word in two places, we assume it's the same connotation. So he says it's a different word. Donim shchitam shchitam and donim shchitam it tvicha. There it says by Yosef the brother who says tvach tevach vachin and says tvicha. But over here it says shchita asher yishchat chaya of chutz b'machane. So it says the word shchita. Freg di gemara. My nafkemina. As long as it's the same idea, it doesn't have to be exactly the same word. L'mayin afkamina, what's the difference that it's not exactly precisely the same word, the same verb? Here it says tvoyach, and here it says shochot. Atarad by Rabbi Shmuel in Hilchas Tzaraz Batim. So the psukim are slightly unclear. So Rabbi Shmuel has a brisa. V'shavakan abakan. One pasuk says shavakan, one pasuk says abakan. It's not the same word, but it means the same thing. The gist of the psukim is the same. So we say v'shavakan abakan. These are two different psukim. Shavakan is in one pasuk, abakan is another pasuk. So the Gemara says zui shiva zui bria. And it's a good gzereshava. It tells me one of the dinim, it's a ras batim. So the Gemara says, you see, can dan gzereshava, even if it's not exactly the same. So why does Rab Meir not want to learn that from Tvach Tavach V'Ochein? Just because here it says shchita, there it says tvicha. But the gist of it is the same. Everything more yirai, tani mil hech deleka de domile. By Vishava kind of boy came, there's no toss up how you should learn. There's no other pasuk competing with this pasuk to set up a gzereshava. If there's a toss-up whether Shalon Gzar Shava B from A or B from C, and B from A is exactly the same verb, and B from C is a different verb, but it has the same gist, the same meaning, so then Midedomilei Afinan, it's preferable to learn Gzar Shava from the word that's exactly the same. So that's Rav Meir Tainis. Rav Shimon is learning out from Tvach Tevach V'Achein. He's learning out from Tvicha to our parsha where it says shchita. So that's not right. More correct is to learn shchita m'shchita, not to learn shchita from tviche, even though it has the same, even though the gist and the meaning is the same. Freg digmar Reb Shimon Ami, why does Reb Shimon say shchita shen ruya, lav shma shchita? Why doesn't he agree with Reb Meir? Ligma b'shchut echutz? Shchut echutz is called shchita, even though it's also ba'achila. Even though it's also ba'no? Even though it's also ba'no? So why doesn't he learn out from Shchut Echutz? Everything more, no. Donim Chulim Echulim, Donim Chulim Echutzim. Kachim, the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Behem are different. The Midrash HaTorah, it's a different area of Halacha, like we always say. There are three areas, the Mamayna, Yisura, and Tumah V'Tara, and each one has its own system. Mamayna, Yisura, Le'afinan, and Yisra, Mitumah, Le'afinan. All the Dinim of Dinim Amis fit into one pattern. All the Dinim of Yisra have to fit into another pattern. And all the dinim of Tumah V'Tara fit into another pattern. So that's not exactly true that all of Isavetta fits into one pattern. The dinim of Kachim are slightly different. The Gemara has a whole sugya in Ezel Mekoyman, goes on and on and on, three or four blot Gemara. But Ein Donim Lomid Ben Alomid. In Kol HaTarakula, you can learn out C is learned out from the Parsha B, and B is learned out from the Parsha of A. You can keep on going. You can learn out B from C, and C from B, and B from A. You can keep on going. And the Kachim, the Gemara says, it doesn't always work like that. We have limitations. So the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSbem are different. What Tosfos claims in Zvachim, that when it comes to Karbonis, just because it has a din, maybe it's only Lachatchila. You have no right to assume that it's Ma'akeh B'Rieven, unless Shina L'Vakasav L'Yakeh, if it's repeated twice. So Tosfos holds that rule they need Shina L'Vakasav has to be repeated, only applies to Kachim. Achrenim disagree with Tosfos. Hazanish and others disagree with Tosfos. But Tosfos holds that this is part of the uniqueness of Kachim. The Kachim is a different Seder Kachim. It's a different Parsha. Same thing, Avodah Zarah has slightly different rules and regulations. Whenever you darshan psukim, you always darshan lahachmer, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. Because the Pesuk says, Shaketz the Shaktsen of Sa'ev to Sa'avenu Kicheremu, the Gemara says, whenever you darshan psukim, it's a toss up whether you should go to Chumra Lakula. They should always go to Chumra B'Toras Vadai, not B'Toras Safik. So that's what the Gemara says. Reb Shimon holds that you shouldn't learn out from Shchut Echutz, because Donim, what does he say? Donim Chulim Chulim, Donim Chulim Mikachim. Because it's a different area. Feg Mar V'Rab Meir, what does Rab Meir hold? Rab Meir says, what are you talking about? Osev Ez Beno is Noig Beim Chulim Beim Mikachim. So Osev Ez Beno, the original Pasuk Osev Ez Beno, we learned the Perek previously. Also, the original Pasuk is talking about Kachim. Because the original Tosek says, you have to wait al Yom HaShemini, Shavuos Yom Yitachzmi Yom HaShemini Titan Li. It's talking about Karbonis there. So the original Pasuk is about Kachim, and we needed the Afusa to tell us, Also, applies even to Chulim. But it originally applies to Kachim. So that's what Rav Meir says. Rav Meir holds, Otto Ezra's Menoh, the Kachim Milo Noeg, it applies to Kachim also. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Chiya also made this compromise. He has noticed the same as Rabbi Yochanan said, that Rabbi Yudah Anasa made a compromise here. That Rabbi Yudah Anasa made a compromise. He thought that Rabbi Meir was right. Shchita shaniru yashmo shchita in kol atarkula, except for kisei adam. Then the Gemara says, "What's the machlokes over here? My time Rabbi Meir bekisei adam. Why does he hold over here shchita shaniru yashmo shchita? Amar shlok is gam shvicha shvicha mushchut echutz." By shchut echutz, it's always asa b'achila and asa b'anom. Mal halan shchita shenibruya, and it's still called shchita. Afkan shchita shenibruya, shma shchita, and it's subject to the dinim of kisei adam. Fine. V'Reb Shimon holds no. Asher yochel ksiv. By kisei adam, it says hasle asher yochel. Very gemar v'Reb Meir. A Meir holds that asherchet benimtzis treifa is chayv in kisei adam. But what do you do with the words asher yochel? How can you get around that? And for the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean Asher Yeyochel. This animal can't be a treifa. So let's say, not that you shechted a chicken or a turkey, you shechted a raven, you shechted an eagle. It's a knife tummy. So shechita is not chal on a knife tummy. Shechita is only chal on a knife tohar. It's a min tummy. If it's a min tohar, but it happens to be a treifa, so then Reb Meir holds shechita shenibuya ishma shechita. But if it's a knife tummy, it's not subject to shechita at all. Yeah, the Reb Shimon. What is it? Doesn't Reb Shimon need a pasuk to tell me that there's no mitzvah kis adam by yoif tami? So how does he know that from that word asher yeyochel that it comes to exclude even a chicken that's a treifa? And why Reb Shimon yoif tami my time? Why isn't it not subject kis adam la barachilu who's a treifa? Nami la barachilu the same thing. Behind the damer Rabchia, that's Rabchia said. The Rabbi Yudanase made a compromise over here. Roy Rabbi Dvav Shem Rabshim kis adam shalom b'loshacham. He said, Rab Chia said the same thing as Rab Yechanan. The Rabbi Yudah Nasi made this compromise in Psak Halacha. Only by Kisei Adam do we pass on like Rab Shimon. Shchita Shenivuya, Lav Shmo Shchita, in your day like that, because it says Asher Yeyochel, those two words. And all the other areas of Halacha, namely Osvez Benayin, David Vehei, we pass on like Rab Meir. The Shchita Shenivuya, Ishmo Shchita. Okay, then the Gemara is going to discuss other cases where all the Tanoim agree one way or the other. Either Shchita Shenivuya, Ishmo Shchita, Lav Shmo Shchita. To believe that, we'll save it for next week. In Parshas Yisro, Parshas Mishpat, when the Torah tells about Maimon HaSinai, so the Ribbono Shel Olam proclaimed the Aseres HaDibros, Baal Peh. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he should come up to Har Sinai, and he's going to give him the Shnei Luchos HaAvonim. So then at the end of 40 days, he came down with the Shnei Luchos HaAvonim, Shivasa B'Tammuz, and he was supposed to deliver it to Bnei Yisrael. Then he saw they were dancing around the eagle, so he smashed the Luchos. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him, Alei Alei HaHora, come up to the top of Har Sinai, Vet Luchos Luchos HaEven V'Ator V'HaMitzvah, Asher Kasavti Lahoi Roi Sam. So what is that all about? So the Gemara in the beginning of Brochus has it, on Daf Hei in Brochus, and the Rama quotes this in the Hagdomah to the Mishnah Torah. He quotes this pasuk: "Alei Alei HaHora, Ve'etna Luchos Luchos HaEven, I'll give you the Aseres HaDibros engraved, V'HaTorah, and the rest of the Chamishuchim Shetorah, V'HaMitzvah, what's it does mitzvah?" So the Gemara says, "Mitzvah is Mishnah, means Torah Shebal Peh." The Rebbe Shalom tells him, "I'm going to give you Aseres HaDibros plus the rest of Chamishuchim Shetorah, V'HaTorah, V'HaMitzvah is going to be Torah Shebal Peh." We learned already at the beginning of the second parak in Chulin, the Gemara quoted the pasuk, "When you come to Eretz Yisrael, zavachta kasher tzivisicha." So the Gemara says the mashmos of kasher tzivisicha is that it's a reference to Torah Shabbat Peh. Elu chamishul cheshchite shiadrasa chalad hagrama vika. Whenever it says Torah and mitzvah together, so the word mitzvah has the connotation of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's why we say zavachta kasher tzivisicha. Those are the chamishul cheshchite. That's Baal Peh. The Raman quotes such a drasha from the Sifrei. We don't have this in the Gemara. The Raman quotes a din in Hilchas Malachim. When you're fighting against the enemy, so you're not allowed to surround them on all four sides. If you're going to surround them on all four sides, you're going to realize that they're trapped. So then you're going to really fight with Azam. You only should surround them on around three sides, so they'll run away. So they won't be so strong to fight against you.
So the Rambam, this, there is no Gemara like this, there aren't quotes in Sifrei like that. So it says when they were waging one of the Mohammeds, by Mohammeds Midian, by Yitzbu'u al Midian, Kashatziv Hashem es Moshe. What is added by saying Kashatziv Hashem es Moshe? The Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu he should wage war against Midian. Then it says, Vayitzbal Midban, Kashatziva. So the Rama quotes in the Sifrei, Kashatziva is referring to Ram some halacha Torah Shabbat Peh, which never appears in the Chumash. What's the halacha Torah Shabbat Peh? This din, that you're not allowed to surround the enemy on all four sides, because he's going to fight back too strong. Only surround him on three sides. So the Ramam in a few places has this. Whenever it says, Aloshin Kashatziva is a reference to something in Torah Shabbat Peh. So here the Rabbanu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei Alei Ha'ara, Bet L'chos Luchas Ha'Evin, Luchas Ha'Evin is Aser Sadiris, the HaTorah, Torah is the rest of the Chamishim Choshim Torah, it's the last Aliyah, it's Shvi, the HaMitzvah is Torah Shabbat Peh, Asher Kasafti, the Gemara says, is a reference to Nevi'im Uksuvim. How did the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah know that they had the right to add on to the Chamishim Choshim Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu was given, dictated word for word, letter for letter, Chamishim Choshim Torah. Who gave them the right to add on? So the Pasuk says, the Rabban Shalom said, come up to Har Sinai, I'm going to give you Aseres Adibrois, Veluchois, Vator, the Och, Chamishim Choshim Torah, Asher Kasafti is a reference to Nevi'im Uksuvim. That's what Rashi, I think it's on Malachi, the first Rashi on Malachi says, Masa Dvar Hashem al Malachi. Why is it called Masa Dvar Hashem? This was a tradition that was carried over from generation to generation. It was finally given to Malachi. He should deliver the Nevuah. But it was ready from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Anything that any other Navi says after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu was already said to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. And the Lahore Sam is referring to the Gemara. HaMitzvah is referring to HaMishneh, Torah Shabbat Peh, the Mishneh. Lahore Sam is Gemara. And Asher Kasafti is a reference to Nevi'im Uksuvim. The Gemara says that when the month came down, Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first bracha Hazan HaSakol. He didn't write, the Rabbanu Shalom said, V'chalta b'savata v'rachta shalom hakech, al horetz ha-tov ha-shen osloch, you have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving you Eretz Yisrael. But he hadn't delivered the matana yet. When the month came down, they didn't yet have Eretz Yisrael. Al pidin, it belonged to Avram Avinu. When Avram Avinu was told to walk around the borders, he was koine. But they didn't have a poem, mamish, they didn't have it. After Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, then he composed Noidelecho. And then the third bracha, you also have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Horetz HaToivo. HaToivo means Ahora Toiva Zeva Halvona, it's a reference to Yerushalayim. So you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave you Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is two aspects. One is Yerushalayim is the capital, political capital of Medinas Yisrael. And one is that Yerushalayim is the Makom HaMikdash. So David HaMelech made Yerushalayim the capital. So when David HaMelech established, first he was the king of Hebron for 7 years, and then king in Yerushalayim for 33 years. So when he established Yerushalayim as the capital, then he composed the third Nusach HaBracha. We thank the Rebbe Shalom for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. He wasn't permitted to build the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted very much to build it, and Navi told him he's not allowed to. So when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he added the second half of the third Bracha. We thank the Rebbe Shalom for giving us not only Yerushalayim as the political capital of Medinas Yisrael, we thank him for giving us the Yerushalayim as the Makom HaMikdash. But each one had to compose the bracha b'shaito. When the month came down, Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first bracha. When the Yishuv Benun conquered Eretz Yisrael, composed the second bracha. You have to thank the Rebbe Shalom for giving us Eretz Yisrael. When David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, he composed the first half of the third bracha. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first base of Midrash, he composed the last half. So the Pele is, by the Sfardim, they have Kamu B'sechus Yadecha Mazbir L'chol Chai Ratzon in the first bracha. So the Mabit Esther Kasha and the Beis Elikim, that's a Sefer on Hashkofa, how can you have a Pasuk from Tilim? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Pasuk in Tilim. Tilim was later from David HaMelech. How can I have Kamu B'sechus Yadecha Mazbir L'chol Chai Ratzon? So he answers with a straight face. He writes in the Sefer, no. Tol Nevi'im Uksuvim was called to Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything was called to Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher Kasafti is a reference to Nevi'im Uksuvim. He said, when Moshe Rabbeinu composed the Bracha Hazan HaSakol, he didn't write Ka'amur Pesechus Yedech. He just said Pesechus Yedech HaMazbil Chochai Ratzon. Later on, when David HaMelech incorporated all of those psukim that were transmitted from generation to generation from Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai, all the psukim and Nevi'im Uksuvim, and incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh, and it was put into the Tanakh,
Then they added on the one word ka'amur. But until then, they all had the pasuk Pesachas Yodecha. It wasn't miksav, it was recited Valpeh. He says that Mabit says they just added on the word ka'amur after Tilim was written down and incorporated in the Tanakh. But the Tilim was already given, all of Nevi'im Meksuvim was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Harsina. He said, based on this pasuk, Asher Kasafti, everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah knew that they had the right to add on more to the Kisvei HaKodesh, because it says, Torah Mitzvah Asher Kasafti means something more than the Chamish Shulchan Shidur. And the Hora Sam, the Gemara says, is a reference to the Gemara. The Gemara gives you how to paskan all the Shas. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSina. That's how the Gemara says.
Taking Rebbe to the airport on Thursday. What time does Rebbe want to leave? What time is the flight?
Sure. Your brother told me the flight is 12 o'clock.
Okay. Because I tried to check on the email, but like you wouldn't. I'll email the Rebbe soon.
Yeah.
I got
it.
If anyone wants to buy the Sefer or Shechter, we have $4.
Wait. It's for Jesus. What are
you?
I just want to wish you, I'm getting earrings.
Well, if you have a problem, let me know before you erase it. All right?